Courtney's got it here. 102.3 XLC, Wes and Leah. Something that every town has is a mayor, but they don't have our mayor. Oh, no, no, no. I think I said the words out loud. I almost said it. I hate you. to our mayor, but I didn't mean it like that. You know my personality by now. You know I'm just joking, right?
I do, Leah.
What can the mayor do to me? Can he kick me out of Gurnee? Can the mayor kick you out of Gurnee? No?
I don't think it'd kick you out, but he could probably make your life miserable if he really wanted to do that, but you wouldn't do that.
No, he wouldn't.
I would not.
He's a good man. Mayor Tom Hood back in studio with us. How's it going?
Going well.
Yeah?
Going well. Yes, thanks.
What's been going on since we've seen you last?
Well, I just we started a new tradition so that we would be able to talk about our successes over the past year. A lot of times I think we find that we're rushing ahead really quickly and don't look back. And this last board meeting, we spent some time talking about our successes over this last year. Well, some of the ones that come up frequently is we're AAA bond rated, not to be taken for granted. We don't have real estate taxes that generate from the village itself. We have, just from as far as the village, we don't have a utility tax, which is, when you look at the state of Illinois, there's only 3% of the villages in the state that can claim that.
Really?
So financially, we're strong, yes.
Say, it's Illinois. Don't you get taxed for a lot of things here that...
We do. Yeah. We do. And in the village of Gurnee, we try to keep the burden on the residents as light as possible. That's our goal.
Also being in Gurnee, no debt?
No debt. That's right. Just this year, actually, we built a new fire station last year, and we're paying it off this year. So that's no debt from there. We had a water tower debt that we're going to be paying off as well. So... it's important that we have good reserves and we don't have debt so that if things like COVID happen that we're ready.
Right.
And the village of Gurnee is prepared for the future.
What about police?
The police department has had a bit of a rough year. They've had a lot of retirements and they haven't been loved that much in the last couple years. Not so much Gurnee, but across the state.
Mm-hmm.
And we've done a lot of hiring and it's been going really well, but it takes a while to get all the police officers on board. So the Civil Service Commission, which is the commission that's responsible for hiring the policemen along with the department, has been really busy. And we have some really awesome new officers that are coming on board, and the police department's strong.
Yeah, I guess I never thought about that. It's not the most appealing of jobs in recent years. A lot of people probably not thinking that they want to go into it, but...
That's true. It's well-paid job, but you're right. The community itself over the last couple of years, more in the big cities, has been pretty negative.
Right.
In the village of Gurnee, it's been pretty positive. The residents have been engaging and helpful and thanks for your service type attitudes. But there's still some of that attitude in terms of the police. They're not well-liked. They think they should be more social-oriented, that they misuse their authority in the village of Gurnee. We don't see that with our police department.
Not at all.
Speaking of policing, I don't know exactly where the property line for village of Gurnee goes. Does it go to Wadsworth and Dilley's?
Not that high, not that far north. Close, though.
Oh, dang it. I wanted everybody to meet there, and we're all going to go over going through the roundabout. If I'm ever a politician, I'm going to make everybody, I don't care if I'm a mayor, governor, the president of the United States, I'm making everybody drive through roundabouts to know how to drive through a roundabout. So if you want to use that for your next campaign, I'll give that one to you. Because I can't stand that people can't drive through roundabouts.
We do have a roundabout in town that people have decided a number of times to go straight.
Just go
right over the top.
Do you know in Green Bay, Wisconsin, they had to take it out by Lambeau because so many people were doing that after Packer games that they were like, take it out.
Right.
Just easier.
No way.
There's a good concept behind it, but some people get lost on what that concept is.
The next time you're running, use that. Everybody from Village of Gurnee, we all have to meet Sunday, 2 o'clock. We're going to practice going through this thing.
Now, being a resident of Gurnee, I get my little newsletters. They don't come monthly. Are they like quarterly?
Correct, quarterly.
But they have all of the businesses... whether they are moving or the new businesses. And I got the recent one and I was like, wow, there's a lot going on here.
Ellen Dean, our economic development director, does a great job of working with businesses. We have two pieces. One's retaining. We'd like to keep the businesses that we have in town. And the second is attracting. So there's been a lot of great businesses. Hobby Lobby, which is right nearby to here.
Yep.
There's crumble cookies, which seems to be a favorite.
Mm-hmm. The line's always so long.
Right. Yes. So when you have the restaurants, that seems to have the big Cooper's Hawk is coming, come the holidays.
Dangerous.
Is coming. So it's been a lot of good attraction. And COVID, we didn't know how it was going to go because
right.
we were in a position where we thought we needed to be careful. And it went just the opposite. The businesses invested, and they continue to invest in town, and that's an important piece for us because we are really dependent, as we said, that the as I was talking about with the real estate taxes, since we don't have that income, we really depend on the sales tax portion. So that's why we're here this morning. We really appreciate WXLC giving us an opportunity to show our wares so people are aware that Gurnee is a good place to be.
I agree. Can you put a big arch over 94 too that says we're more than just Six Flags? Because I feel like everybody have to explain. I was in Minnesota for my nephew's graduation party, and everybody's like, "Where do you work now?" And I said, "Gurnee, Illinois." They're like, "Where's that?" And I'm like, "It's right across the border." Oh, where Six Flags is. So I think there's a lot to offer here. So can we just have that sign that says Gurnee, more than just Six Flags?
I'd be happy to.
Okay.
Because we are more than that. That's
Perfect.
For sure.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Is there anything else going on that we need to know about?
I think when I talked to the rest of the board on Monday night was just to really appreciate the board that we have. They do an awesome job. We've been very cooperative. I'm thankful to God that He's given us the opportunity to work with what we have. And that really was the tenor of what I wanted to talk about because, like I said, it just isn't always an opportunity to say, look at the past and be thankful for what we're mm-hmm. given. It's always what's next.
Right.
Push. And we need to do that to stay ahead, but at the same time, we need to stop and take a breath and say thanks. So I wanted to thank each of the departments, you know, the board, the residents, and the businesses that make this all possible.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for coming back in. I do not hate you. I love my mayor very much here, Mayor Tom Hood.
Thanks, Leah.
Coming back in to be on with us with Gurnee's Got It, which will continue next here on XLC.